I'm the founder and CEO at Oasis Labs and also a professor at UC Berkeley. And today I will talk about decentralized federated learning. So first, as we all know, data is the new oil. This data is really helpful for us to make better decisions and give us a lot of insights. However, a lot of this data is also very sensitive. And handling the sensitive data poses a lot of challenges. So for example, we continue to see really large scale data breaches where attackers compromise steal sensitive information about hundreds of millions of users in a single attack. And also, we continue to see that users are losing trust in companies as a lot of users' data may be mishandled, abused, and so on. So as we handle sensitive data, there are a number of challenges that we need to address. One is the infrastructure may be untrusted. Attackers may have compromised the compute infrastructure. Or the application itself may be untrusted because, attackers may have launched some malicious applications or the applications may have vulnerabilities. And also, some applications may have undesirable data leakage. So to address these problems at Oasis Labs, we have been developing new solutions where we essentially built the next generation blockchain smart contract platform with greater scalability and privacy protection, where we enable scalable smart contract execution and also enable, for the first time, confidential smart contracts. And also, on top of the platform, we built SDKs to enable privacy-preserving analytics and machine learning. So today, I'll talk about some new research that we have done at Berkeley and also Oasis on decentralized federated learning. So first, let's look at a motivity example in fraud detection. So when banks provide financial services, for example, giving out loans, they need to detect fraud. And typically how this works is that each bank uses its own data to build, for example, some machine learning model for fraud detection. However, as we know, that it would be much better if these banks can actually share the data to build one fraud detector instead of the individual ones. Because with more data, the machine learning model can essentially be more effective. However, this cannot be done today because there's a lot of privacy concerns because the data is sensitive and also there may be misaligned incentives and so on. So how can we address this problem? So there are a number of alternative solutions that we can consider. So with one alternative solution, we can use something called federated learning. So federated learning is a mechanism, it's an approach that actually has seen some adoption deployments at Google and Apple, for example, where essentially using federated learning, users' data are stored locally on their mobile phones, and then the central server at Google or Apple can coordinate these different local devices to collectively train a machine learning model in this distributed fashion. So in this case, with federated learning, it takes an iterative approach where in round I, it has the I version of this global model that is being trained. And then this model is distributed to the local devices. And then each local device uses its own local data to try to update this model using what we call gradient update. And then this gradient update is then sent back to the central server to then, the central server then aggregates these gradient updates to then create the next version of the model, and then this continues. So in this way, the advantage is that the each user's data is stored locally, is not actually uploaded to the cloud or to the central server. But still, in this case, it still needs a central server to coordinate this federated learning. And there are, of course, a number of challenges when we try to use this type of approach to address the problem that I just mentioned. For example, in this case, when different banks wants to collaborate, one question is who should actually host the central server? Ideally, you don't want to rely on any central trust, and so you don't want to actually have anyone hosting the central server. And also the central server, by relying on the central server, it can create issues. For example, if it became malicious, or it can may also give the central server some unfair advantage. So in contrast to this federated learning model, which relies on the central server to coordinate distributed devices together train the machine learning model in a distributed way, another alternative solution is what's called a peer-to-peer solution. In this case, essentially the different devices form a peer-to-peer network. There is no central server, and essentially the different devices will communicate through this peer-to-peer network with its neighbors, and then through, again, an iterative approach to try to then together update this machine learning model to utilize the local data on the different devices to train the machine learning model. However, so the advantage of this approach is that in this setting, we don't need to trust any central server because there's simply no central server. However, the challenge here is that in this peer-to-peer setup, there's a significant overhead for communication and so on, and especially when the number of clients becomes large. And also, there's more privacy challenges in this setting. So in our recent work, we propose a new paradigm that we call decentralized federated learning, where we combine essentially the best of both worlds, both using a decentralized setting where we don't rely on any central server, but also at the same time, we can achieve much better efficiency and much stronger privacy protection than the peer-to-peer setting. And the way we do that is that instead of using a central server, we essentially use a blockchain smart contract platform to coordinate this distributed machine learning across the different local devices, the different clients, which holds the private data. Using this new paradigm, we achieve a number of advantages. One, again, we enable decentralization, so we don't need to trust any central party for the operations. And again, it's much more efficient and can really scale to a large number of participants compared to the peer-to-peer solution. And we can achieve very high utility. Essentially, the accuracy can be comparable to the centralized model. And we achieve strong privacy where we can protect the client's data privacy. And by using blockchain smart contract platform, we have a key incentive mechanism. So now let's take a look at how this approach works. So first, let me give you a strongman solution, where, as I mentioned, one way to achieve this decentralized federated learning is to use a blockchain smart contract platform to coordinate these different clients for training the machine learning model in a distributed and decentralized way. So one strongman approach is that we can simply set up a smart contract on the blockchain platform, which performs the model aggregation, as I mentioned earlier, in the federated learning setting, where essentially this model aggregation smart contract will perform what the central server would do normally. But however, so the challenge here is, in this case, it can be very efficient, and also provides strong integrity guarantees, even in this decentralized setting, where we don't need to actually rely on trust of any central server. However, the challenge here is that using this approach, there can be privacy concerns, because on a typical blockchain smart contract platform, the blockchain data is public. And even though in this case, the clients are not sending local data to the blockchain platform, but however, even the screening updates to update the machine learning models, they can still contain sensitive information. So the question is, how can we do this in a more privacy-preserving way? So to address these challenges, we propose HiveMind to enable this new paradigm of decentralized federated learning. And HiveMind essentially utilizes a number of privacy-preserving technologies, including differential privacy, where we actually train a differentially private machine learning model, and using secure aggregation, where the model updates that's being sent to the blockchain smart contract platform actually will be in an encrypted form, and we use secure aggregation to do the model aggregation. And of course, in this case, also to protect privacy, we ensure that the model is encrypted. So how this works is that, again, we take an iterative approach. And in this case, in particular, we actually have enabled this decentralized federated learning on the Oasis blockchain platform. So one thing, as I mentioned earlier, Oasis blockchain platform actually enables confidential smart contracts, where the smart contract state is actually in encrypted form, and we utilize secure computing to enable secure computation or execution of the smart contracts while the smart contract state is stored in an encrypted form. So essentially, with HiveMind, we utilize this confidential smart contract primitive, where again, in this iterative approach, at each iteration, the machine learning model that we are trying to train, you can view it as part of the state of a confidential smart contract, of what we call HiveMind. And at each round, this encrypted model is sent to the local devices. We do handle some key management, so the model then gets decrypted on the local device and then the client uses its own local data to update the local model, and then it then computes the gradient updates, and then it also adds differential privacy perturbation to ensure that then this generated gradient, in the end, we can train a differentially private model. And then this gradient update with the differential privacy noise added is then again actually encrypted and then sent to the Oasis blockchain platform to the HiveMind smart contracts, where the HiveMind smart contracts then combines this gradient update and the differentially private perturbations and through the secure aggregation, and then computes the next iteration of the updated model. So again, by taking this iterative approach, we can then use this HiveMind confidential smart contract to coordinate this distributed machine learning training across the different devices to enable decentralized federated learning. So now I'm going to give you an example of an actual application that we call in the domain of anomaly detection. So in this case, essentially, we can update the HiveMind smart contract to enable, essentially, to train a machine learning model for anomaly detection. And in particular, in this case, for anomaly detection, we look at an application of a system log anomaly detection. So as computers run certain programs, oftentimes it produces system logs, and these system logs contains very useful information, and one can try to train machine learning models to go over these system logs to try to detect anomalies. And essentially, one way to do system log anomaly detection using deep learning is that we can actually train a sequence model, and then using the sequence model, we can then go through the system logs to try to detect anomalies. So, so in our case, essentially, we actually use the real-world system logs and then train it through using this decentralized federated learning to actually train and update the model on our platform. And we achieve, we enable strong privacy protection while at the same time achieve high utility. And in many settings, the utility essentially is close to the centralized model. So to summarize, we have proposed a new paradigm called decentralized federated learning, where we don't need to rely on any trust on any central party, and we provide much greater efficiency for training a distributed machine learning model than the peer-to-peer setting, with a strong privacy protection and the built-in incentive mechanisms. And this decentralized federated learning has been enabled by the OASIS blockchain platform with its unique capabilities for greater scalability and also privacy protection. So with the OASIS network, we can, as I just demonstrated, it's the first blockchain smart contract platform that can enable this type of solutions on decentralized federated learning. And we hope and encourage everyone to build new applications on the OASIS network. And we recently launched our DevNet 2.0, and also we released a number of new developer tools with a new developer experience to make it really easy to build applications on top of the platform, and in particular also including and also we are developing new data privacy APIs in particular to make it easier for developers to build privacy first applications. And we are inviting node operators and to join our network, and we'll be starting also a bug bounty, and also we'll be launching a public testnet soon with the staking competition. So the staking competition will be coming later in Q4, and we really welcome everyone to join the staking competition. And again, we look forward to have people try out the network and to build new applications that couldn't be built before. Thank you.